pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And before we begin the meeting officially on the budget workshop and our other items, I would like to take a moment and acknowledge the passing of Judge Peter Margolius, a longtime public servant, well-regarded in the community, and we send our thoughts and prayers to the members of his family. I'd like to observe a moment of silence. Thank you all. Okay, clerk, our list of things to do before we get into the workshop. We have a resolution for the adoption of Local Law 6 of 2017. We have just held the public hearing and to hear comments and concerns regarding the Cold War veteran exemption. And whereas all in attendance were heard, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby adopt Local Law 6 of 2017 and instruct the town clerk to file with the Secretary of State. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch.
Second.
Second for Mr. Giordiano. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Adoption of Local Law 6 of 2017. The next step or the next item is our bond resolution, and this would authorize the acquisition and construction of a water distribution system in the Leeds and Jefferson Heights Water District at a cost not to exceed $424,500, appropriating said sum therefore and authorizing the issuance of up to $212,950 serial bonds of the town to finance a portion of said appropriation. And this, we had a preliminary discussion last week. We have dotted our I's, crossed our T's. Patrick, you want to share with everyone the information?
Yep, so I reached out to the Bank of Greene County for bond payments for 5, 10, and 15-year bonds at level payment and... was it principal payment? I think was the other term.
Yes.
Sent this to Kirsten and Audrey for their feedback. Audrey is recommending that we go with the 5-year low interest level payment at a payment of $44,376 for the first year.
$44. Oh, $44,000. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yep.
For 900 units, right?
For divided by 900, yes. Yep. And that the first payment would be March of 2018.
When is that? Is it?
$48.05.
$48.05.
Per year.
If we did it for 15. Only because we're adding more.
Right. Mm-hmm.
$47.11, the range based on the 900 units, $47.11 to $48.05.
Yeah, if we did it for 15 years at 2.95%, it's $1,922, but we're paying $2,000 more in interest.
So. I mean, the 10-year one with only a half a point more interest might be a good fall in the middle, but I mean, if Audrey's recommended, she's already.
Well, what we put together was what the total charge would be to the customer. So it appears that the debt cap, right, Patrick, if I'm looking at her second 20. Paragraph, $84.42 a unit, and the O&M is $42.18 a unit, which would bring the total of about $171.71 up to as much as $174.65 per unit for 2018, plus their usage bills paid to the village.
Yep.
And that's only for 2018.
That's for 2018, correct.
Additional costs come in after.
Right.
Yep.
When the full, actual full.
Right.
And, that, and that's all I'm getting
yep.
at. You know what
yep.
I mean?
I hear you.
We're asking these guys to pay a lot of town.
Right, that's why I asked for 5, 10, and 15, because I was very along the same lines.
And Audrey's observation on that, just for complete conversation, is there's more coming on other parts of this. So the actual debt on the sewer itself is coming. So it might be better to do this on the front end. And that was just her observation, because the numbers were...
Yeah, so,
yeah, but it's only going to be... another year, and then everybody's going to be at full.
She was trying to avoid the interest.
It would be, right, it would be the 2 years into it, then we'd have the full, and 3 years after that, this would be off.
Right.
So they'd see a reduction.
They'd actually see a reduction in their payment in 5 years.
So, but, right. So this one was the 15-year... The 15-year is $17.59. That's the last one. That's at 2.95%. The level payment, this is with the lower...
The 10-year?
Oh. 15. Is 19.22, so this one's more.
What was, I'm sorry, what was the 10-year?
19.
No, 22.638 divided by 900. The 10-year is 25.15. That's the level principal.
Mm-hmm.
The level payment is 26.48.
Versus 34, right? Am I reading
that? Yeah, we were at 34 for. The 5-year one.
The 5-year. Yep.
So 28 versus 34?
Mm-hmm.
But the 5-year was 48.
Yeah, it was 40.
43.
Yeah. Oh, 34 the more than money. Like
$34
more,
yeah.
More than the principal.
Yeah, it's 48.36.
Is that per year or per quarter?
Per year.
Per year.
For 5 years. And then after that 5 years, it's gone. So, you know, we have to do it, but either way, we just have to decide 5, 10, or 15.
And the debt service for the sewer is how many years?
40.
40. Oh, 30. I thought it was
30.
30.
30.
30.
30. 30.
30. 30. 30. 30.
Contract is 40. Contract is 40. I knew there was a 40 in there. Somewhere.
I mean, I what I like about the 5-year idea is that it's gone. Then the bill goes back down.
Yeah.
Also, by that point, 5 years down the road, we should have some development in that corridor, which will reduce that bill anyway in the 5-year period, because mm-hmm. there'll be more users to spread the expense over. I mean, I've always been at the school, paid off sooner than later.
And I would agree with you if there was no one paying the bill around
me. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's, what's it, $10 between 5 and 10 years, you said?
No.
No, $20.
No, 20.
$20.
It's double, yeah.
It's double. And it looks to be, how much, we only pay additional $545 in interest by going for 10 years, Patrick?
For the level payment, yes.
The level payment?
So the difference between the 5-year that we, so that was 48, correct?
Five yep, 48.36.
And 15-year?
17.59.
For $30.
So in the long run, they're paying more money?
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. So the question is, will it be front-end loading and getting rid of it?
Well, the other drawback is that we're only doing half the requirement right now.
Mm-hmm.
With this small bite,
mm-hmm.
so we may have to redo this bond again anyway to do the rest of the water district down the road.
Yeah, we're still going for additional monies from
yeah
from EFC. that won't happen this year. So right. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And the other piece that you could potentially do is we build this piece out, and if it can never happen, they're still improving what those services are for the other folks there. You're increasing the main size on that street and shortening the distances for the rest of those services that are still long.
Can we repackage this if we opted for tonight the 15, and then if we have a better economic,
mm-hmm.
we can't. We're stuck with whatever we do tonight.
Right, especially once we draw the money from the bank. Correct me if I'm wrong. Once the bond resolution's done and we sign the note with the bank, you can't go back and change the...
Unless there's a provision that you can pay.
Well, right, to pay it off, but not go back and change the 15 to 10.
Right. We would have to take another bond, pay that one off.
Right.
Okay, I can go either way, so... Bobby, what do you think?
I agree that goal for 5 years.
Paul?
Because what it does, we're breaking it out after 5 years,
mm-hmm.
so they're going to get a break anyway. Now, what happens if we have to borrow more money? Can we roll this bond and issue it to the...
You can, yes.
To a new one?
Yep, you take out a larger bond next time to pay this one off. Yeah.
So I would go for 5 years. You're looking at another couple of years, aren't you, before we need the other money?
Well, it's we're still going to go after EFC to see if we can get the additional money to make the rest of that piece whole. And we'll continue with that process until we come to an end result there. And then at that point, we can make a decision if we'll do another bond for the additional water needs.
I mean, if we were looking at, a couple $100 more, I would say for a longer. I mean, but you're looking only at $30. I mean, you're going to have complaints if it's $20 or $40.
Right. The 5 year is $48.36. The interest rate is for the 5 year is 1.99.
That's cheap. And what's the 15 year?
15 years, 2.95. Both are 2.95 for 15. The 10 is 2.49 and 2.49. We got two different quotes for each time span. One's a level payment and one is a level principal.
And it's a fixed rate. It's a fixed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cheap money.
So your interest rates are going to go up. Yeah. You'd have to be surprised if it was the way it
was. Yeah. Well, the bank, Don's been very good to us.
Yeah.
So five, Paul?
I mean, I don't know what everybody else was. I'm just throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
All right. I'll make a motion. We go with the 5 year. We go with Audrey's recommendation. 5 year level payment.
I'll second.
All in favor? I think I need a roll call here, right? Oh, okay. It doesn't require a roll call. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We'll follow through with this process. Thanks, everyone. Those are hard, part of this process. And it won't be the last thing we're doing, I think, around cleaning this up. I mean, we've got little boundary issues. We've got hopefully more money coming, which I would not be surprised if there weren't more money next year in particular.
Yep.
So we've done a really good job of keeping an eye on it. Okay, so in preparation for the budget work that we've been doing, we have the opportunity to plan through the different submissions of the budget. And one of the things that we can do is schedule a public hearing to establish a local law to override the tax levy limit. Doesn't mean we will, but it allows us the opportunity to get this on the calendar so that we can work in an efficient manner before submitting the final budget on November 20th.
Correct.
So, adopting by the 20th, exactly. So, I'd like to entertain a motion from someone that the town of Catskill would like to schedule a public hearing to override the tax levy limit for the 2018 budget. Motion for Mr. Antonelli, second?
Second.
Second for Mr. Vosburgh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? And we need a date. So I've asked Clerk Izzo to walk us through the calendar that we might adapt during this so that the public hearing will have a date that's appropriate.
Your local law to override the tax cap needs to be before you finalize the budget. So you have another budget meeting next Tuesday, but it doesn't give enough time for the meeting notice in the paper. And hopefully you'll schedule a public hearing on November 7th, which is your regular monthly board meeting. So you can have it before then if you wish, or you can have it earlier.
I think that was your question about the numbers.
It is for the town.
Yeah, it's not a federal.
No.
Do you want to do it the 31st? Is there enough time? Yeah. Oh. That wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah, I think you'd get in trouble with the...
Good luck, Patrick.
You'd get in trouble with Danny and... why don't we do it November 7th?
He did it the 21st Saturday, so 5 days would be... you
could
have it the 26th.
The
26th. Or the 30th. No, October.
October.
We can do it Thursday night if you want to.
Thursday night, the 26th, seems to make sense for the public hearing for the budget.
Will the Yankees be in the World Series, though? He might be at that game.
I don't think you can get tickets from what I can tell.
Oh, you probably can.
Actually, the game started on the 27th.
Oh, okay.
Well, who's counting?
Who would know?
So 6:30 or 6? What time do we want to do it?
Six? Perfect. Beautiful.
6 o'clock. Okay. And that gives us time then to go through the process and not necessarily have the public hearing the same night as the adoption.
Mm-hmm.
This way, if we have any people who are interested in this conversation, you do not have to come all the way back.
We're going
to
be here.
Yes, I would like the board's input. I've received a letter from another group of town supervisors. There is a letter being put together to submit to the Public Service Commission, who is currently covering public hearing, conducting public hearings on the increase in utility charges from Central Hudson. These charges place an undue burden on utility customers, especially those who can least afford it, and severely limit the ability of New Yorkers to control energy costs by reducing consumption. They have an online letter, and basically this is a letter that's going to... Central Hudson has the highest fixed residential charges at $24 per month, followed by ONR at $20, National Grid at $17, Con Ed at $15.76, and New York State Electric and Gas $15.11. By contrast, in New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, fixed charges are between $3 and $6 a month.
Wow.
Jeez.
I think the public hearing is on the 16th.
Yeah, and this would be a letter that would go in also to the Public Service Commission. And what they've asked is for the supervisors to get to like to sign it electronically. And I just wanted to reach in.
Do we need a motion for that?
Do we need a motion for that?
Like a motion the supervisors sign a letter to
support the public.
No. Support the public mm-hmm. hearing.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Second from Patrick. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. We're ready.
Do you have anything for Travis first? Or does he want to stay for the budget process?
He's not our release.
Yeah, why don't you let us know? I mean, obviously you and I exchanged the communication with the county highway regarding Leeds. Maybe you could update us on that.
Yep, certainly. Leeds projects, there's actually very little pipe that needs to be installed yet. Starting as soon as the end of this week, they're scheduling to start paving some of the streets that we're not going to come back and do additional work on, which is Park Lane. So that process will start, and then restoration can start happening on those streets as well. So that should make the folks in Leeds much happier. As a result of the vote tonight on the resolution for the water, we'll process the change order with the contractor so they can start doing that work. We've already given them verbal, they've already ordered materials, they know it's coming. One of the subcontractors is back in town for the contractor, and we're going to start installing grinder pumps as soon as next week for some of the folks here in the room.
1123.
Who's it? Travis.
The end of
Drilling Technologies?
Yes.
Yep,
Mike Matthews is back. Yep. We had a couple minor issues in Jefferson Heights, a couple lingering issues that need to be taken care of. That's been done. We have still have a running list of any issues that homeowners have, and the contractor's addressing those. Lateral inspections, we are averaging about 5 inspections a day.
Uh-huh.
I was in town last Wednesday, and I had 11 of them.
How's that in, like, what you've experienced in the past? Is that pretty
speedy
hookup?
It's much faster than I've seen in other communities, much faster, and I think that's great.
Well, it kind of shows the need there to the people that needed it.
I don't know what our final number is to date, but one thing I did want to talk with the board, we had a large number of people here in the room discussing the project. We set a date of November 1st as a cutoff for laterals. What I would like to do is make that a cutoff for installs as well. We had it as a cutoff for the permits. I'd like to make that a cutoff for the installs and make it a clean stop period. That way we don't have contractors coming in later and later still trying to get some lateral inspections done. I would like to make it that November 1st, you can call for your inspection. November 2nd, that's the day that we're gonna come. That gives us a 24-hour period. If we have any lingering that have started the process and they need a second visit for us to come back, we will certainly do those, but we don't want to start any more after that point.
I thought we were just going to stop the clock on the first place.
It stops.
It's nice that they can still continue.
If the weather was good, they were going to be able to continue. Yeah. Are we saying
I mean,
no?
We can turn it, if you guys aren't moving an area, we just turn it over to Elliot.
And that's part of the reason why I'd like to stop it, because of we don't know what's going to happen with construction on site moving forward at that point. I'd like to stop it altogether at that point, but we can work with the board and figure out what makes the most sense there.
I think people want to hook up, but I don't think we want to slow them down. And, you know what I mean? We want them to keep.
They want to keep going as long as the weather is great.
I completely understand that.
So what's the risk of doing that, Travis? I'm missing.
It's more of a coordination issue on our end with our folks out in the field.
Okay.
That is becoming more of a hassle for our folks to just given the sheer volume of how many that we have, has become a hassle for our folks to still stay on site with the contractors and be able to witness the mainline work that's being done.
So we need to problem solve this
and
not shut it down.
Okay.
That's my 2 cents.
We have other two CEOs. If Elliot's bogged down with work, then we can call in others
and that's the other piece of the puzzle too, because next year we're going to be here on spot basis. We'll
right.
be out there
right.
maybe a couple
so
days
needs,
during the week.
This
we'll
needs to be
else.
Transitioned, and
yep.
I think we had an expectation around that, but we promised a room of 50 that this was stopping the one, and I don't want to do that again.
Okay.
So we'll figure it out. We've got two CEOs that we know of. And I know that the coordination has been difficult, and I think that we should solve for that, but not stop the homeowners from hooking up if they want to.
Yep.
Okay.
And that will obviously, with our folks on site, it will be when we're off site, we'll definitely have to use somebody else.
Right.
When do you foresee construction actually stopping?
They will continue to work into November, weather dependent. There is a timeline for the end of the project here for them to finish doing their work. We will do a time extension on that because of the water system. but we are going to consider them substantially complete when they have all of the sewer mains in, tested, and ready for those connection periods in the springtime next year. We're going to make that a substantial completion point. And then any of the laterals and the grinders and those things as they tie in.
Because I was wondering, even with the testing, once it's buttoned up, if the weather's too bad, they won't be able to test, will it?
Yeah, they will. Yeah, everything's underground. It's
should be far enough
air testing in the pipes. They'll still be able to test. Yes. Yep, certainly.
Because they had to, would they dig up two sections after they tested in different units?
Yes, last year, and that was a transition between a directional drill pipe and a gravity, and that fitting was a leak there. But yeah, there's always potential for having to go back and dig some more pieces.
So why don't we do a teleconference? One of the board members can join me.
Sure.
And Elliot and Will work through this.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, this shouldn't be good.
And that's all I have on my list.
Lovely. And you did talk to Mr. Von Bachenberg, right? Alan, I guess, talked
correct,
by
yes.
Email.
Yep, there was email correspondence for paving on Green Lake Road.
Okay.
We had some complaints for dust on that.
So that was pretty much the same complaint that we had before. It had just gone to three different places.
Correct.
So
yep.
I think we've addressed it now consistently across the three different places where it had been communicated. Water versus calcium.
Yep.
Whatever the last name of the
calcium chloride.
Is it chloride?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been keeping an eye. Dust hasn't been too bad.
Okay.
And with paving scheduled coming up and starting as soon as the end of this week into next week, that'll solve.
I think that email was very whatever he was referring to, because I know Bob was on vacation. I think that was reflective of prior to you and I being there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we did the best we could, and now we're through it, hopefully, most of it.
Certainly. And it was nice that they were fixing some of those issues the same day.
Exactly.
It worked out well.
Exactly. Okay. I think...
Unless anybody else has questions for me?
I think you're good, unless, you know, this is pretty scintillating stuff, but...
just for your info, Collins is coming next week to do the generator work.
Okay, perfect.
Jack's going to meet with them, so they're going to go around, take care of all of them, and whatever they need.
Excellent.
And we actually got a couple of thank yous from people, so I think we should always keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are thrilled to be hooked up, very pleased.
Well, with the rapidity of people connecting, I think there's a lot of people that are happy they can get.
We are getting a wide variety of quality in the contractors. Some of them you really need to watch them, and others they you can tell they've done this numerous times.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those make the process go much simpler.
So, you know, that's part of the transitional discussion that we'll have,
mm-hmm.
so that we understand where we're at.
Yep, yep, certainly.
Cool.
Any other time frame on the lower part of Jefferson?
For what?
Phase 3.
Or 4.
The
hospital line?
I looked at that the other day. We have a survey that's complete on that. I looked at that the other day when I was in town for layout. We'll do design on that through the fall, winter months, and we can have the contractor do that in the spring. Yep.
Okay. So that's Mr. Walters and the 9?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yes, it's going to be a spring, early summer construction.
And there's grinders that are going to need to get installed there, and easements that are going to have to be done.
Yep.
So we're looking at additional costs, or is this all going to be still included in
it? It'll still be in. There's unit price items for it. It will be added cost to the total project, but our project, as of right now, is still looking to be under budget substantially. So there's money in the original project numbers to do this work. Yep.
Without taking away from the paving?
Correct.
Yep. Yeah, because we wouldn't have had the conversation with the homeowners if we hadn't thought we could cover the purchase of the two grinders, and there's one grinder for, I can't remember.
Yeah, I think there will be a couple of grinders down there. So the way the money allocation works is the budget numbers for the sewer project is that $9.5 million, which at this time is, I don't want to give out numbers, but... it's about $1 million under budget right now. So there is still money in just that sewer piece to do the additional work that needs to be done. On a separate line item is for the paving for all the streets. So that's not included in any of the work that they've got there. Yep. Yeah, we're in good shape. We like to hear that.
I'm telling you, under budget.
We're still more to go. Our fingers are crossed, but
we're we blasted saying. Yet?
We have not blasted yet. Have not blasted yet. So.
Thank you. Okay.
And actually, was there one more thing before we get into the budget?
Absolutely.
The den mother of the local Girl Scout troop is looking. They don't have a place to meet twice a month. And I, she reached into me and I said, yes, the Boy Scouts do meet at the Senior Center. And I was going to bring it to the board to see if we'd be willing to let them use the Senior Center twice a month for their Girl Scout meetings.
Didn't they have it last night at the community center, the Community of Life?
They don't have a regular, they've been jumping all over the place.
Oh, because Danny went there and she was told that's where they're
is
meeting.
Is her den mother Jennifer Oswald?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer talked to me, I talked to her two nights ago. I said I would ask the board.
Buildings there, use it.
That's my philosophy.
Buildings
they do have insurance.
A lot of people have used the building, so they need to coordinate with me.
Yeah, it'd be Sundays.
Oh, Sundays?
Yeah.
So then you're going to have Jim there on Sundays?
Why?
Because you don't want somebody to use the building without.
We want somebody there,
for insurance purposes.
They have their own insurance.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. I didn't know why, but I mean, the other senior centers don't have people sitting in them. So I was wondering why we always have someone sit there.
That was a board decision that you guys made to have somebody there for safety and in case they need anything and to lock up.
Right, you want somebody running up for the buildings.
You have a lot of stuff, Jared, in the senior center, this. And you think you just can't have people going in and out without somebody from the town or behind us.
Okay, so assuming, and we've got that in place for everybody else, so keep it going, and if we...
They have insurance and everything, so...
So can we get a, can you have the dental person,
contact.
Troop person, contact Liz, and then we can go from there?
Why can't they use the Little White Schoolhouse, too? Like the Little White Schoolhouse up there.
Are we heating that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
If it's on the Sunday, I mean, you don't have as much equipment up there. It makes you worry about as you do in the senior center.
That'd be pretty good. I like that idea, using that old building for that. We know where the sewer pipes are now.
Yeah. That has a bathroom?
Oh, man. Okay, so.
Thank you.
Absolutely, thank you. So when last we met, we were facing a rather significant gap. And there's been a fair amount of dialogue amongst Kirsten, consultation.
Thank you.
Bye.
Consultation with Patterson Koski to ensure that we were making the right decisions, and a couple of things that we would still like your input on, and then I had done a little homework on a couple of things that have been floating back and forth with people. So do you want to do the first page, Patrick, about where we just make sure everybody understands where we're at, or we want to just let everybody take a look at it and then...
If they have questions, ask.
Yep.
I mean, it's cut and dry. 2% wage increase, Patterson Koski. $40,000 split between A and DB. Education went up, or finance for education went up $250. Assessor, she asked for $20,000 for legal services and technical. Attorney, we made an adjustment for that. We had $50. This $40 reflects his contract. Eliminated broadband grant writer, central garage. We eliminated the extra mechanic, adjusted the bonuses and retirement and stuff for the loss of Jack's proposed extra mechanic. Don't really want to discuss that because it's still in contract negotiations right now. ALS mutual aid to $25,000. I believe it was budgeted at $30,000. Eliminated a clerk from the senior center. We're going to have one clerk. Put $5,000 in unemployment. Highway, we moved $2,000 from seasonal line to unemployment insurance. CHIPS, we're going to up that to $340,000, which will also reflect on the revenue side, and that will balance balance itself out at the end of the year. Hopefully showing, or we get more in chips than what?
Is from this year to be moved, right? Not taking away from seasonal for next year.
Yeah, next year. Because we needed, we wanted to put it in there for workman's comp in case we run into this.
A lot of money left this year, which I got rid of
yep.
my seasonal just to cover that.
So you want seasonal next year to stay where it was and just add a $2,000?
Kind of like to. Well, not add to it.
Just don't have workers' comp or unemployment
insurance?
Well, yeah, and if it comes to that point where I need to, we can do an adjustment.
That's fine. We just have to keep an eye on it. Okay.
Yeah, which I did this year, which I still have plenty left.
Yep. All right, so delete that. Put the 2,000 back in the seasonal.
In the seasonal.
Yep. Chips. Does everybody understand chips, how it works? We good on that?
Quarterly.
Understanding?
We'll
build it up quarterly.
There's no expectation on what you're going to get. That's the only
right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And it's very hard to project sure. what you're going to get.
Yeah.
We won't know for sure until March, April.
March, April, right? Yeah, I'm not
maybe later.
This year, that way Mike did the same thing.
Right.
I mean, we got a lot more last year, but that doesn't mean we're going to get.
Well, we work to what we get, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We
yeah.
work to what we get.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like it balances itself out.
Yeah.
But I don't. Have we trended it over?
It's been going up.
Yeah.
And the state's been generous the past
yeah.
couple of years.
Yes.
2018 is not going to be a year, I don't think. Now, we'll see what happens.
I don't think there'll be any retractions.
But my guess is it'll stay fairly consistent.
Yeah. Create out of title. This is for
extra help.
Jack to utilize a highway employee with Sean's okay instead of hiring a second mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough?
Palinville Fire Department, that's just their yearly increase, correct, Kirsten?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's now solid. They actually handed
right.
us the budget. We need to reach into Piscataway. What's our deadline on that?
They need to get it to us by, well, they need to get it to us by our, when we have to submit.
11:20.
Right.
Okay. And who's the current, is it Pete or is it somebody else?
Pete.
It is Pete? All
yep.
right, I'll send him a note.
Then the other two workers' comp and...
Yeah, so we've done a little due diligence on the workers' comp. It's going to need to stay at the number. Now, the number will be finalized. She's going to send us a more formal bill, so to speak. But there is future in that we believe that we will move to settlement on the two outstanding cases that are there. So that cannot help us this year. But it will take us down to zero for next year. And then I believe we should, and I will continue to explore this in terms of ways to address that. Because if we have zero.
I can be zero in workers' comp.
I'm sorry? No, I mean in terms of the cases we're counting.
Oh, you made it sound like $0. I'm like.
No, I didn't say $0.
That would be awesome.
No, that's not going to happen. Okay. The thing that we found out was how it's broken down, and there's a $200,000 administrative charge, and then they are projecting a 3-year exercise. So we were stuck with what we got this year. And what I'm saying is next year, those two cases go away, which was largely driving this year's charge. So we'll still have the administrative fees and all the other things that we work on, but... it should take it down significantly.
Are you going to look at other companies out there?
Yeah, I'd like to understand a fully insured plan.
I think we should.
Because that's a consistent number.
Yep.
I mean, I understand self-insuring, and I understand there are differences of opinion. I'm not a fan of self-insuring after a gazillion years in the healthcare industry. It's a pretty unpredictable exercise. I'd prefer to see what we could do moving forward that would engage a more consistent billing. The challenge is, as you know, exiting a plan. So we'll see. But I'd like to, you know, I'd like to do that the first of the year, and I'll get back to the board and find out.
The new suite company, do they have something that looks at that?
Yes. I've already had that conversation, and they're going to follow up on those. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. That's a good point. And then we knew that we were going to be making a transition in code, and we had had double the salary in there. So now we can take out, I think we said March 1, January, February, March, we'll take out what we were paying. And say that we aren't double charging ourselves. I think there'll be, I would recommend 1 month of paying both.
Yeah, flex.
March to April, so that we can have an appropriate transition as we move forward. And that took us down, Kirsten, what did that take us down to?
With?
On code.
Just code alone?
When we took those 3 months out.
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't a lot, but it kept us, yeah. Okay. So, Patrick was getting up in the middle of the night, so was I at different hours, saying, have we checked? And here's the red one, the red page, tells you how we got to closing the gap. So we have about $315,000 in the A fund. And a recommendation, wasn't that the number that she gave us for the A fund?
Yes.
Her recommendation was that we could comfortably take $40,000 from that and leave $315 minus $40, mm-hmm. and put that as dollars to be less levied, so to speak. Patrick and Sean had a conversation. That fund balance was $429.
Correct.
And we're going to pull $100,000.
We're
going to
pull $100,000. So we're taking.
Okay. What? Huh?
Well, we probably talked about too many things during that conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Oops, I forgot that. That leaves what Nicole feels, and Sean and Patrick had a conversation. That leaves Sean in excess of, you know, $325,000, $329,000. It allows us to leave it in the DB fund. It'll just be less for us to taxes to raise. So now we're at. 140. The sewer district, Kirsten, remind me on this one. This was the one that's been sitting there?
Yeah, that's our cement and sewer thing. Just over the years, it's accumulated small amounts. So that $16,653 is actually like the debt payment for next year. She said we could just take it right out of what's sitting
that's
there.
That's a special district.
Right, that's why money from the A fund can't go to pay that. If there's money right. sitting in the sewer district fund, then we yes, this is fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
we can take it out. We can't put it
right.
in. Right.
No, you could put. Right. Yes.
I'm.
Yep.
Probably not saying it correctly, but
I understand what you're saying.
I know.
Now you confused me.
Did we get the $50,000 back from last year that we had to make on the interest payment?
No, because it's not closed out yet.
It's not closed yet. We will.
Oh, so we won't get that door closed.
No. Which next year, 2018, 2019, maybe
2019 budget.
It'll almost be like a windfall once we get that all straightened.
Right.
But no, it doesn't come back. And actually, we're due another. We had to pay another $71,000 this year, but we are beginning to collect against it. So.
Yeah, that's.
But if we're collecting, right? Can that go just go back to us?
The 71? No. Because you can only charge them for what our interest payment. You can't charge them for what it was last year, because we fronted that money out of the A fund.
Right.
So we have to wait till this bond is done to get our money back.
And so we'll be $100,000 on the plus fund.
Nope, because the $71,000 is being charged directly to the users.
That's being charged right to the
that's
district.
That's not coming out of the A.
So this time, this year we collected.
Right.
Last year
we did.
Right.
$103,440.
Probably the best piece of news we have is that the ambulance revenue.
Yeah, she included everything now.
We had in there at 1.2. Last year we had performed better than that. I think we're in the 1.3 range.
Yeah.
So this year we are right now trending at 1.563.
Huh.
It could go as high as 1.6. We believe it's a combination of. significantly increased efficiencies based on billing, and the fact that we're billing for ALS level services. Actual number of cases are flat, but do not appear to decline. And then we also vetted with George that this isn't just a one-shot exercise. This is real, and not just a cleaning
There's
up.
There's no anomalies.
It's not an anomaly, right? So we feel that. But just to be super, super cautious, rather than taking the whole 1.6, we had a four. So we've got $400,000 to play with, and what Nicole recommended was we take $200,000 of that $400,000, and then if we run into a problem, we've got to push it. So that was a big chunk plus Sean's $100,000. So we took $300,000 right off the top of the cake. Justice revenue we actually reduced because that's trending under, and. Then we had the lighting one, if I remember correctly, that was another one where we just had a chunk of change in there and we didn't need it. Yeah. So legally what we needed to do was an inter-fund transfer.
How are we ending up with money? Because it's a direct charge to the customer, isn't it?
No.
I thought that was calculated by usages, and because it's a special district, I didn't know we had extra money in there.
Kirsten, wasn't that in there for a very, very long
time? It's been
there
for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh. These are things that...
Oh, you found a bag of money.
I found a bag of money. found the other
bag. Bag here, bag there.
Bag there before you know it. Now, we're going to run
It's adding up.
We need development.
I'll have to get a sledgehammer start going through the walls.
But if we play our cards right, you know, if Exit 21 kicks off in 19... You know, that should spread a lot of this out, and we should be levying some significantly more property tax. And if anything else hits that we've been exploring, we should be in a better place. And then the lead sewer district, that's the actual contractual line that Mary Beth sent us, which is electric, generators, the $13,400 that the village is charging us for their maintenance. So that line is solid. And Kirsten's putting that in, so that's a plus. And then we just determined the debt amount tonight. Kirsten, you have enough information now to plug that in?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a new page in here. So.
Right. So the one question that I had is those windows and the other things that the engineering firm had looked at. We have nothing... We can do one of two things. We can do a capital expense and float a bond or a ban. You know, get a bid on and get an RFP on those windows and get that done next year if we think we need to.
Windows here?
Yeah.
Windows and siding and
windows the siding.
Did you get a hold of the ones that were going through, right? Did you reach out to the
numbers? He spoke with Sean.
The Grady thing, was that the Grady thing that So we could do short-term debt, and then we wouldn't have to make a payment until 2019, was Nicole's recommendation, as opposed to building it into this year's line. I don't know what anybody feels about that, but I think we should at least have a conversation, because those windows aren't going to... Something happened last week that something fell off something. I don't know what... What was that story?
Yours came down, and Jack had to come and put it up.
Oh, that was one. Yeah, no, that was my fault.
What happened the other day?
Yeah, part of the sill came off if somebody had a problem.
Well, if we're going to just do a short term, we might as well. There was other things on the building. Then there was the repointing of the bricks and the fixing of the...
My guess is, give or take, how much do you think those windows would cost, Sean? Or any of you? Do you know?
Dude.
Yes, we've never wrote
some. I'm sorry.
How many windows are there?
They're probably at least $100 a piece.
I'd say more than that. Probably double.
Okay. So I'm a car guy.
I don't know.
Okay, so we got nobody. Good.
We need a contractor on the board.
I think what we need, now that we know what needs to be...
About
$35,000
just for the windows.
Didn't your guy get back to you? We went over it.
Yeah, he thinks we got to go out and get a window company to do it, though. He
yeah, it's too much for him.
Guy was enough to do. Well, so, yeah. I mean, my feeling is we put the stuff out that's big enough for a bid, and then if you know we make a determination and we put out some short-term debt on it, I think that's the easiest way to do it.
We're not looking to a first payment until 19.
Be an assessment.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only so long you can just leave it.
You just can't leave those ones.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you, and then we have no line if you're going to have him continue to work on George's place and stuff like that.
Right.
So.
And you're not just talking about windows, you're talking about the mold all around us.
Yeah, they're all rotted right out.
Yeah. They might even fall out one of these days.
Well, and that's the thing too, they take the windows out and the sills are probably rotted. And
yeah,
you know, so then the question becomes, if we're sitting on 200,000 extra from the ambulance, then we can play with this. If we, you know, put it into the March or June timeframe, let that run for another 3 or 6 months to get an understanding of what it is we have.
You know, the siding on the building or whatever you're going to do on a building, that can wait, but the windows should be replaced. Mm-hmm.
So what are you thinking? Do you want to build it into the budget?
No, I'm just thinking.
Okay.
Nice circuit there for a window.
Well, and the other thing is, we don't, you know, again, I lost my grant person because I gave it up, but...
How much was that?
$5,000.
That could pay for itself.
Or $2,500, both combined.
That could pay for itself 10 times over.
They took away my grant writer. What else did I want? A broadband person.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Since I've gotten on the board, I've said there should be money for a grant writer.
Yeah, for that kind of money, I mean, I would say leave that in.
Because I personally think a grant writer could pay for itself 10 times over.
Oh, it absolutely could, because look how much we got, over $1 million last year, and I filled them all out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not charging.
No, but I'm just saying. I'm
going back years when we had that other grant writer. I won't mention names. Kurt? But yeah. And he was a lot more than $2,500.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't know what kind of grants we would write for $2,500. Because it was charged per grant and it was a percentage of what it was awarded.
And that's because the market clearly was willing to pay that.
Yeah.
These things are so self-populating now that literally if you just had a few more, you know, in hours in the day, it's not that more. The work we had done, the money we paid, the $12,000 to get the assessment done, is where the big money is. That's where the engineering firm's charging for that.
But you can train somebody here. As a matter of fact, I think we did have somebody to take some courses.
Mm-hmm. Would Dom be willing to?
But anyway, what I'm getting at is it worth us to get somebody part-time just to write grants? You know, I imagine, I don't know what we pay Mary Beth when she does something, or Frazier, or whatever.
Yeah, or LeBarge, you know. I mean, they're $4,000 just to kind of have a conversation.
No. That might be in your wheelhouse, Sean.
What?
Apparently it might be in your wheelhouse.
What do you want?
Stanley.
Okay.
Anyway, so, on a serious
note.
But also, as much as I'm against bands, I absolutely don't particularly care for them, but bands, we could do a band, and the only thing we pay is the interest.
Exactly. And I believe we're being extremely conservative with this budget, and I think we're going to find more money. I think we're being extremely conservative on the ambulance number. And we haven't even gone through the rest of these lines, and I think we're going to find.
And I'm in your agreement that I think in 2019 things are looking very up.
Mm-hmm.
Can that guy that we have for maintenance, can he draw up
an RFP
for the windows?
Mm-hmm. And go out and price it.
And then go out and get a price. I mean, we're talking about it. Go out and get the price so you know where that will stand.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just do the windows this year.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing you've got to contend with is the PDA building. I think we've got to either decide on someday to tear it down or use it. Or we're going to have to do some work over that place.
I think we have to work through that engineering report.
Surplus.
One at a time. I think the number one priority from a safety perspective, we're going to knock all those off. There's some electrical issues we have to address.
Well, now over there, it is not heated by
landlocked.
It's oil.
Understood.
Huh?
It's and with that oil, he's got to empty up that oil tank in that building. In the PDA tank, it's full.
Get that hand crank out there.
So we're going to take the building repairs offline. We'll get Tim to get us an RFP going on the windows. I'll come back with a number to the board, and then we'll decide whether we want a short-term debt it or if we want to add it into this after we've gone through with a fine-tooth comb, anything else here.
I know, can you call like Window World of the Albany and just get RFPs from them?
There's
a couple of them.
Are they in state bid?
I wouldn't go with one of them.
I think we open the bid, and if we get a big box bid, and then, but we also get local guys, I'm a big believer in the local guys if they're willing to do it.
Yeah.
Is this, I don't know if I should say this, but is this a historic building? Is it in the Village Historic District? Okay.
Okay, so we're going to move on from that. I did clarify the ambulance.
The planning board.
I did clarify the ambulance bonuses. Is it okay to post up with you the historical perspective on this? Or do you want to?
In an open meeting? I don't know.
Okay. And then this last one is that we are carrying an extra head there.
We are.
Yeah.
So
and
you
that
were right
is
last week.
Mm-hmm.
35, so. Christian? Do I remember?
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, 34,
32.
Yeah.
Page 17.
What page? Page 17. Yeah, because one of those advanced became got replaced by a full-time paramedic.
Correct. Correct.
I thought that's what he said when we met that time, but yep. I just wasn't...
So it's EMT FT2 mm-hmm. comes out of there. So that's 34.3. 3-2. Now, we have the car issue, the vehicle issue, because that's still in here.
I'd say take that out. Jack said with a little bit of work, we can make it last another year.
Yep, and I saw that message. So I will second that.
Okay.
I'll third that.
Zero out both those lines?
Yep.
So... Yep.
And bam, now we're under.
We're under.
Now, I am going to ask, though.
Is that in here?
Yeah, they're both in
here.
Yeah,
they're both in here.
Yeah, that's 60,000. Oh, that means we have to use less of this.
Yeah, I'd leave that the way it was. We don't need that sitting there.
Okay.
If we didn't know what was in this, I mean, we know how many rolls of toilet paper we're using this year, so... To Patrick's dismay.
But
I mean, this is so tiny.
I do have a copy company coming in. Just so you know. They say we're grossly overpaying.
No, sure.
Next year we're going to all colored copies.
Right. No.
Yep, we are. We actually met in your absence.
Tablets. One thing I did want to bring up, and
yep.
There is going to be two town board members that are going to need to go to newly elected officials. In January,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have any money in education. What is that? 100 and
there is no charge.
There's no charge for newly elected.
Oh, that was free. Okay,
but,
that's fine.
You would have mileage.
So if we zero out those two lines, I do need guidance though before I go into. I'm in negotiations tomorrow morning,
mm-hmm.
so I am going to recommend then that we go into executive session, including. Ms. Buelich.
And Liz. I'll make that motion to go into executive session to discuss ambulance union contract.
I need a second.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
We'll go in at 7:31. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Lana.org.